following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So yesterday, I was reading through John chapter 6. Now, John 6 is a section of scripture that is famous for Jesus feeding 5,000, also for Jesus later on sharing the I am statement, that I am the bread of life. But something that hit me yesterday as I was just reading this devotionally was actually in John 6, 16 through 21. It says, "When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the Sea of Capernaum. Darkness had already set in, but Jesus had not yet come to them. A high wind arose, and the sea began to churn. After they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea. He was coming near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, 'It is I. Do not be afraid.' Then they were willing to take him on board, and at once the boat was at the shore where they were heading." Now, the thing that hit me was the fact that they were on the sea, they're on the boat for miles, rowing physically. Now, again, walking miles is a lot, running miles is a lot, but can you imagine just being on a boat where you're rowing and rowing? Not only are they rowing this physically, but they're at the same time struggling against these waves that are coming. Like it says right there in verse 18 that there's a high wind that arose and the sea was churning. So they're struggling against these waves and they're toiling. And so they see Jesus and man, they're like, "Jesus, is this you?" And he says, "Hey, you know, like, it's I, don't be afraid." And then it tells us that once he gets onto the boat, that at once the boat was at the shore where they were heading. Now, the thing that ministered to me specifically, where I felt like, man, it was just this fresh word just for my own soul, was the fact that, man, they were struggling, right? And there's moments where you and I struggle, where it feels like, man, we're toiling, where we're doing these things on our own strength, we're battling, right? We're striving at these moments. But then when we invite Jesus into the situation with us, right? It doesn't have to be struggle anymore. Rather, and he's going to give us the grace to be able to get us to where he wants us to be. And man, that was something that was so refreshing, just thinking about, man, when we invite Jesus into the situation to be the center of it, to give us his strength in our weakness, then again, it's no longer toil when we're looking at him and we're looking to him to be able to get us to where he's calling us to be. So today, if you find yourself struggling or toiling to do what God's called you to do, man, invite Jesus to be at the center of it. It's him who puts it in us to both to will and to do for his good pleasure, right? And so he's going to empower you and give you the strength to be able to do what he's called you as you depend upon him. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.